Did you say it's the weekend? Yes, it is. It is 9:06, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I only do that because it bugs Greg.
Oh,
banging on the desk.
I was waiting for you to say something.
Now, I'm always like a, you know, a born percussionist. Always banging the drum.
Yeah.
It was like one of my earliest things. I want a drum!
Did you drive teachers nuts making noise?
There's a possibility.
I thought so. Yeah, see, you're like my friends Roger and Tim growing up.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know what ADD or ADHD was. We just thought they were like, man, you guys are hyper. What's wrong with you? You know, always bouncing their foot, always banging
I'm bouncing
on
my feet right now, both of them.
I know that. I can usually hear it. But anyway, but we didn't know what we didn't know back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do. Now we got to put up with you people.
Especially now that I'm off my medication, literally.
weaned
myself off.
Look, if they're going to take you, if you're going to be off of medication,
mm-hmm.
I should be able to be on medication.
That's fine with me. And there are times when you absolutely need it. Woo. Maybe a little, you know, Xanax, anti-anxiety type thing. Probably wouldn't hurt you.
I just keep an extra in my pocket once in a while. I'd feel great, right?
There's
somebody listening going, you guys are having a very illegal drug conversation right now.
No, what you meant to say was if it was mandated through the federal government, you had it in the clearly marked container for that drug, which matches the description on the side of the bottle, and it is in your name and it is a current prescription. I think what you meant to say.
I was just trying to save time.
Oh, okay.
But I loved your legalese explanation there. That's for corporate and all the lawyers.
Well, that's what got me in trouble when they didn't bring my bags to Ireland.
Oh.
I put my medications not on the carry-on, which people said to do. And I said, yeah, but I've got, like, and I'm not exaggerating, like 10 different, you know, pills.
Sure.
And they said, it doesn't matter. You just, you know, put a bunch in one container.
Because you're trying to be efficient.
But technically, if you read the rules, that's against the law.
Right. Because they can't now connect this medication to that bottle to
you. Yes, and I'm flying overseas, so do I want to raise any flags at all? Not so much.
But instead you did.
So no good deed goes unpunished, number one. And
yeah, that's true.
But I learned that, I can survive without any of my medications, although my blood pressure did get a tad high.
Yeah, that's not good.
But thank goodness the Guinness factory was right around the corner.
Wow. So you got medicated on your own.
Yes, I did. Self-medication.
Well,
it's a pretty common thing.
And there was a label on the container that you had.
Yeah, and I wasn't a pregnant woman, so I didn't feel,
I don't know. You're good.
All things in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got baseball going on. The Gators. The guys are playing today at noon against East Carolina. And they, you know, still got a shot at getting in the World Series. They got to win this regional. The FSU, the Seminoles, they're hosting Bethune-Cookman, and they're hosting the whole regional. But they play at 3 p.m. And then the Gator girls that lost yesterday 3-0 are in the losers bracket in the College World Series, and they have to play Tennessee, who got their hearts ripped out of them by Oklahoma, a 3-run walk-off. They were down 2-0. And you two people on, and boom, you hit it out of the park. I mean, it's like storybook stuff. That's why I like it. And in the women's game, it just seems to move so much faster. To me, it's better than watching the guys in baseball. Although they've made attempts to, you know, help the baseball game to move along. But I don't know. I do like to watch, you know, the women play. But all right, so it's Tennessee versus the Gators. Tonight at 7 o'clock, and the loser goes home. So we hope that the Gators win and keep winning. What's going on with Justin Bieber? Do you ever hear about him anymore?
Not so much anymore.
Didn't he find Jesus or something?
Yes, he did.
Even
though I don't think he was lost, but I think he found him.
Justin Bieber sparked concern with new summer snaps featuring his baby boy, Jack Blues, via Instagram. The pop star, 31, carried his son on his shoulders in one snap and sat on a couch while playing with the 9-month-old elsewhere in the slideshow. What seems to be the problem with this? Oh, eagle-eyed fans pointed out that the singer was shirtless and wearing only blue shorts in the later snap, the outfit he wore while smoking a blunt with a pal on the same couch in the previous pic. Uh-oh. Somebody proclaimed, it's going to be a good summer, and included another shot of him smoking, apparently.
It's kind of tacky. A little tacky there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Kindergarten graduations that erupt in fistfights.
Yeah.
And Justin Bieber in trouble because he may have smoked somewhere near his child. Which, I mean, I wouldn't recommend that.
No, not a bit.
But, I mean, he probably has a pretty good-sized house. I mean...
Probably so, yeah.
The kid could, you know, somebody would take him to the other room. It's Justin Bieber. He probably has people that help with the child care.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just... And then what do you... Oh, you want to talk about the real and serious issues? Well, you got China that's relentless. And they want to play the spy game, and they love to play it.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing it.
Yep.
Again.
Two active army soldiers, Jin Zhao and Li Tian, our soldiers, were arrested for allegedly selling top secret information to individuals based in China. And this seems to be, I don't know if it's a new way, but it's definitely a... They're going after it in a big way with overseas spy operations, according to a former CIA station chief. And this guy is a senior fellow at Hudson Institute focusing on U.S. and China relations. And he said that, yeah, they're going after any and all military folks, government employees. They're in the crosshairs. And these overseas spy operations, the Chinese are, they're all in on it. And some of these documents were sensitive documents. And look, these are two that were caught. How many people are engaging in this activity and not getting caught? And it's not just, you know, like Chinese nationals. You got all kinds of people. You had an IT guy that just got busted recently. That was kind of a sting operation. He thought he was dealing with somebody, an agent from a foreign country, was going to get paid for sensitive information. Turns out that it was our own FBI. But you do have to wonder. Oh, and by the way, he did it. He even admits it. He did it because he doesn't agree with the policies and what the Trump administration stands for.
See, that's not a reason to basically try to screw over your entire country because you don't like the guy that's in office for 4 years.
I know.
That's just weird.
Well, and that's what we've seen, though. People who are in a job, it doesn't matter what the job is, but if they can use their job to push an agenda, political agenda, the anti-Trump agenda, they'll use it. Everybody from FBI employees to IRS employees to apparently some military folks to IT. I mean, it doesn't matter. Judges, right?
And so then while the president and his cabinet are trying to basically make America safe again, this is the junk we've got going on. And the Democrats, radio silence. Or they defend it.
It's kind of like, if 1,000 people die so that you can put a scratch on the president, I guess in their twisted mind, somehow it would be worthwhile. And don't try to make sense out of it. That's why it's derangement, Trump derangement syndrome. Department of Defense slashing more waste, according to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Details on that and more coming up. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. It is a reason to smile because it is a happy, happy Friday on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Here we are. 9:21. It's another day in paradise. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Department of Defense slashing more waste, according to Pete Hegseth, the Defense Secretary, So when President Trump asked me to serve as the Secretary of Defense, he gave us all and me the mission of restoring the warrior ethos, and we're focused on it every day. Also, examining what works at DOD and also what doesn't work. And he said they've discovered that the Defense Department has become very much over-reliant on management consultants and contractors, noting that they likely have more contractors than civilian employees, and many of them, those contractors, are making more money than our career senior executive employees. I bet they are. To give one example, the Air Force, working as a team with DOGE, cut that department's largest management consulting program. This joint team conducted a line-by-line audit of over 50 contract vehicles, saving $1 billion on the current program, $1 billion, and canceling its $3.8 billion extension, which we all know inevitably would have been spent on these combined with other reviews over the past 2 weeks. It's resulted in, get this, more than $5 billion in savings for the Department of Defense. $5 billion, in addition to the over $5 billion we've already found in working with DOGE. So that brings the tally now to over $10 billion in real savings at the Department of Defense working with DOGE. And we're just getting started. Again, the question remains, how much of this is going to be solidified in terms of, you know, a budget and, you know, codified into to law by Congress? And it's not obviously just not DOD. I mean, it's spread across all of government. And it's a shame that Elon Musk is treated was treated by, you know, half of America the way he was. The guy is a... Look, he's a modern American hero and a patriot.
Yep.
And all the other people that have decided to do virtually the same thing as he did and help with DOGE, they're heroes, in my opinion, but they're vilified by the left. Again, go figure, the wrong side of an issue once again the lefties find themselves on. People like waste and fraud? No. We're in a precarious situation financially. I mean, we need to dig in and, you know, get out of debt. And sometimes it takes a little bit of sacrifice. But really, in the case of so much waste and fraud, I mean, even Elon Musk admits, he goes, it was far worse than I anticipated. And you know he anticipated there'd be a lot of it. And it blew him away. So Pete Heggs, so the review of consulting contracts, but on the grander scale, the DOD must focus on actual financial responsibility and stewardship, so that our limited funds are spent better on things like healthcare and mission-related programs for our warfighters and their families. As a result, Hegseth said, he is signing three separate memos dealing with reforming the Pentagon, reducing bureaucracy, and moving money toward the needs of our warfighters. Good. So I think he's doing a good job.
Absolutely.
You know, they had the one, you know, the phone call that guy from the Atlantic was, you know, was on the list. That was kind of crazy. But, I mean, other than that, I think Pete Hegseth is doing a great job. And he's not entrenched. That's what you wanted. Somebody who wasn't entrenched yet. Right. He has real, you know, on-the-ground combat experience. So he's looking at things from that standpoint. What do our warriors need to continue to be the absolute best? What do we need to provide them with?
Not some freakazoid agenda with, you know, drag shows and all that stupid stuff that have nothing to do with protecting
Let's teach our warriors how to kill quickly and effectively, but at the same time, using an enormous amount of sensitivity and compassion.
And looking good in heels. Unreal.
That's a crazy world we live in, I tell you.
We're trying to get out of it. That's what we're trying to do.
North Korea helped Russia to ramp up its missile attacks on key Ukrainian civilian infrastructure through the shipment of thousands of soldiers and artillery shells, with Pyongyang getting sanctions-busting air defense weapons and military equipment in return. The Multilateral Sanctions Monitoring Team, a group comprised of 11 United Nations members observing the sanctions against Pyongyang, found that Russia and North Korea had violated UN sanctions to bolster their military ambitions. Well, go figure. And I've got to tell you, I'm a huge Trump supporter. And sometimes what he says or the actions he takes immediately, you have to give him a little time and a little space. And then more times than not, it's like, yep, he was right. Yep, he was right. But I do think that even he is a little bit dismayed by Vladimir Putin.
Totally disappointed, yeah.
Yeah, now I don't know that he really thought once he got into office of Vladimir Putin was just going to lay everything down and go, I'm really sorry, and we're gonna move back over the border from Ukraine and all that. I don't think he thought that, but I think he thought that this guy would at least be willing to be serious about some talks.
Yes, I agree.
And I think that Trump's scratching his head a little bit and saying what he's doing doesn't make sense, because he's privy to a lot more than we are. Mm. I mean, there is always a little bit more going on, or sometimes a lot more. But he says it doesn't make sense. Like this is crazy. We'll see. But North Korea is certainly not helping. You send 12,000 North Korean troops. Wow, you imagine that, to fight someone else's war for them. Mm.
Yeah.
But then again, look, if North Korea, if their leadership, if they really cared about their people, they probably wouldn't be living in darkness half starving. Maybe being a soldier actually is a much better gig than what they're normally doing. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile on 97.3 The Sky. Are we blessed or what? This is it. Just another day in paradise. It just happens to be Friday. And it is all good. Greg, you and the team?
Oh, we're here.
Are you going to take 2 days off?
No, from work, yeah. We just got a busy weekend, though. A lot going on.
You'll be okay.
Oh, yeah, I know. Just
he gets he runs the list over and over in his head. Like, nothing's changed, Greg, since you told me the layout of the weekend earlier.
It's been rolling around in my head, yes.
Yes.
Because I'm looking ahead.
And what happens, I think, if you keep going over the list enough times,
yes,
eventually you'll forget one of them.
Oh, that'd be bad.
You remember the old idea in advertising, don't give people a laundry list.
That's true.
Not only will they not only remember two or three things, many times they won't remember any of it.
Thus so the acronym only of keep it simple, stupid.
Why did you look right at me you said the last word?
I was talking.
Just the last busted again, I tell you.
Ah, good thing this isn't TV.
I can't get no respect around here, I tell you. That was a tough neighborhood I grew up in. Let me tell you, the babies wore leather diapers.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
Or something like that.
Yeah, he was a classic.
Ah, indeed. This mom, unhappy. Now, I don't know why she's hanging out with this guy in Indianapolis. A guy who, and maybe she didn't know that he was previously, he pled guilty to child molestation in 2016. Perhaps if she knew that, A, she wouldn't be involved with him at all, hopefully.
Yeah.
But also, maybe she would never leave her 12-year-old daughter alone with him in a hotel room.
Even a moment or two, apparently.
I mean, she turned her back, went out to get a couple of the bags, luggage or something, which makes you also wonder, you go, so he's a molester and he's lazy.
Yeah.
It's like,
what a loser.
Come on, lady.
Yeah.
Get it together. How desperate are you?
Find the nice guy.
No, on a serious note, though, I mean, he appeared to be attacking her daughter when she came back to the room, and she was only gone a short period of time, and he's already trying to tear her clothes off. Now, this guy, a guy known as Bruce Pierce, he was armed, but
yes,
so was the mama.
Well, good for
her.
And
who's going to win? The mama bear going to win that. Mm-hmm. Mama pulled her gun and began shooting, critically wounding him, but he survived. Charges against him include rape, child molesting, unlawful possession of a firearm by a serious violent felon, and confinement where the victim is under 14 years of age. And like I said, he had pleaded guilty in 2016 to child molestation.
Amazing.
So hopefully this guy won't see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a gun. He's attempting to do what he already pled guilty to in another case.
If he gets out, she may find him.
That's true, too.
You never know.
Yeah. And meanwhile, she needs to go to a gun range and maybe get some guidance as to
being a better shot. You
know? How to hit? Yeah, vital yeah. center
us,
mass.
Save us some tax dollars next time.
Yeah,
yeah.
But oh
wow!
I mean,
what a loser! I mean, seriously, you convicted of it already, and boy, just can't help yourself.
And it's not like you have to pay a bunch of money to get a background check done on people. Usually some simple searches, you can find a lot out on your own, especially if it's an arrest record, let alone pleading guilty and convicted.
Yeah.
So, come on, ladies.
Check people out.
Do a little bit of homework. Even if they're just a so-called friend, there might be nothing romantic between him and the mom. I have no idea. He could be the guy that is helpful around the house, moved a piece of furniture, you know, whatever. Maybe you even met him at church. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do a background check for your own safety, but certainly for your 12-year-old daughter's sake.
Yeah, you got to watch who's around your kids.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
Because it usually something, if something's going to occur, it's usually somebody that they know, not generally a complete stranger. All right, there's a glass company that's Chinese-owned in Ohio. Apparently, they're now the center of a federal fraud investigation. They've been working deep behind the scenes to oppose a state bill. This state bill in Ohio would ban foreign enemies from buying land and operating businesses in Ohio. It's not a blanket thing. It's not, you're a foreigner, you can't own anything in the state.
Right.
But it does protect sensitive areas like military bases, farmlands, key infrastructure, businesses, and they're also concerned for impact on jobs. And so this company, this glass company, is Chinese owned in Ohio, and they've been working behind the scenes to try to stop this bill from becoming law, which there's nothing wrong with that. You can be politically active. You could hold up signs. You could call, you know, people in power and go, hey, you know, don't pass this bill. It's a bad idea, whatever. But apparently, they're under federal investigation for human trafficking and charges of illegally importing foreign employees from China and then holding them in near slave conditions.
We've seen that pattern. They bring them here. Mm-hmm. They work for basically nothing, and they are basically prisoners.
Yeah. This factory goes back to 2014 when its Chinese owners moved in to purchase a General Motors glass facility after the carmaker closed the operation down. The owner signed a $200 million agreement to operate the factory near Dayton, Ohio. Not long after its opening, the plant became subject of a documentary by Michelle and Barack Obama's film production company. The documentary was immediately nominated for Best Documentary Oscars Award in 2019 and, probably unsurprising, won the award at the Oscars in 2020.
He got that faster than his Nobel Peace Prize thing for doing nothing.
Yeah, and you wonder, so I don't know what the documentary covered.
Right.
Was it supposed to be a positive piece? It'd be very interesting. I might have to look into that.
Especially now that it's a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Now, Democrats claim these bills target migrants to prevent them from buying private homes. But like I said, no, it's not a blanket ban on all foreign ownership of land. It specifies certain bans on localities around critical industry and, you know, sensitive things like, you know, military bases. But other than that, it's not a total ban on property purchased by migrants or non-citizens.
I wish these politicians could get called out more often when they just blatantly say something as a blanket statement that isn't true.
Right. In other words, yeah, if you've got a lie to get your way politically, you're probably not on the right side, honestly. Mm-hmm. But if they would have just come honestly and said, maybe we think the restrictions are too great.
Right.
We know it's not a blanket ban, but we still think that the restrictions are too arduous and tough on immigrants, and then state your case. But instead, they have to lie and pretend like it's a blanket thing and no foreigner is ever going to own anything in the state of Ohio, which is completely untrue. But I guess that's kind of how the Democrats seem to be operating these days. Government employee in Virginia arrested Thursday attempted to share classified information with an officer agent of a foreign government, but it wasn't. It was an FBI employee. Rutrow, Nathan Latch, 28-year-old IT specialist employed by the Defense Intelligence Agency, arrested after the FBI received a tip that someone was willing to provide classified info to a foreign government. Ah, and then an email to the FBI said that the person, later identified as Latch, Nathan Latch, didn't agree or align with the values of the Trump administration and would be willing to share classified information that he could access. Intel products, some unprocessed intel, other assorted classified documentation. All because he doesn't like Trump.
Wow.
And this goes back to an ongoing thing that I say. People are using an agenda and letting all that stuff override their actual jobs because they have this Trump derangement syndrome.
It's crazy.
It really is. I mean, it literally is.
Yeah.
FBI investigating impersonation of White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. Apparently, she is highly regarded and respected by pretty much anybody who's ever done any level of business with her. And so when somebody gets a call saying it's Susie Wiles, they're going to take it pretty seriously. Authorities were flagged in recent weeks after senators, governors, and even top U.S. business execs began receiving text and phone calls from someone claiming to be the chief of staff. The Wall Street Journal initially reported the story. None of the messages came from Wiles. None of them. So they believe that, you know, this is the work of AI, but then who's behind that? FBI officials do not believe a foreign nation orchestrated the impersonation. The White House takes very seriously cybersecurity of all staff, et cetera, et cetera. Wiles, who managed Trump's presidential campaign prior to being chief of staff, has reportedly told people in her inner circle that her personal cell phone contacts were hacked, which gave the impersonator access to so many high-profile people in government and business. Some of the calls featured a voice that sounded like Wiles. People who heard them, you know, reported that. Government officials think that the impersonator used artificial intelligence to imitate her voice. In some of the text messages, people receive requests that they initially believed to be official. One lawmaker, for example, is asked by the impersonator to assemble a list of individuals who could be pardoned by the president.
Wow. Interesting.
Now, who would be behind that? Wouldn't it be your political enemy? In other words, does that sound like, you know, Democrats trying to dig up dirt? Like, oh, who would be on this list? Who else? Is he going to pardon and try to use that? I don't know. Lawmakers began to question the authenticity of the messages when the impersonator began asking questions about Trump, to which the real Wiles would have known the answers. Other lawmakers said the messages had poor grammar. One lawmaker even said the impersonator asked for a cash transfer.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Getting crazy out there.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, it's getting crazier.
You know what we need?
What's that?
We need some positive, upbeat thoughts. You know, something that would make you smile.
I like the way you're thinking.
You know, we don't get to smile and laugh enough.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Call in now for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Let's make it a great one. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is another day in paradise, and it is time for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. Don't be shy. Call in now, 877-975-9825. and Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Okay, I'm going to kick it off.
What you got?
Makes me smile that yesterday, truck was driving down our road, came to realize they were carrying in the back of that truck my brand new swimming pool.
Woo!
Now, it's not really a pool yet. That means I have to construct it and fill it with water.
So it's that'll become a pool. How many pieces right now?
It's in two very, very large, very, very heavy boxes. And but it makes me smile that they're in the back of the truck, which I can pull right up to the quote-unquote job site.
Okay.
So I'm already getting into the, you know, the... I have the language aspect
you're
down.
You're in contractor mode, it sounds like.
Yeah, in words only, not in skill set, not by a long shot.
It sounds like there's a little bit to do here.
Well, I think it's going to be easier than it was back in the day when I was a little kid and we screamed and begged for a swimming pool up in Michigan.
Yeah.
And and my dad has no skill set at all in that area.
Right, he was a numbers guy.
He's a numbers guy.
Yeah.
And so he had to bring in Rudy.
Rudy,
the German immigrant.
I hope he was legal.
I don't know. I mean, it was post-World War II. I mean, I would imagine it was.
Yeah.
He was a big, strong man, and he was smart. And as a little kid, there's no way I could even keep up with him. But I tried, and he made good use out of me. And we got that pool up, and that's back. I mean, things, I think they were harder to put together back then. They've come a long way to.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So... hopefully it will go well. They claim something like, you know, a couple of people that are hustling can do it in about an hour.
Reasonable talent kind of thing.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. But I'm saying, you know, maybe 3 hours might start to put water in. I hope.
Well, we're going to the big President's Gala event, Santa Fe, tomorrow night. So I got to get all dressed up and... as you would call it, the Greg Cassidy schmooze tour continues.
Got to rub elbows with those muckety mucks.
Absolutely.
I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, I'll send you a snap of me lounging in the pool.
Oh.
And you know if you don't get one, then I'm probably cussing. The Smoking Gun is coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Mikal Baker just graduated from high school, Mills Creek High School in Georgia. He was still wearing his graduation gown when he headed off to work at the local Burger King. Well, one of the customers whose daughter also graduated at the same time noticed him, Maria Mendoza, and she recorded him on a TikTok how hard he was working and said, hey, you know, it's not summertime, you know, for some of these kids. Look at this kid hard at work. And she and he yet he was very happy to be doing it. So she set up a GoFundMe and it raised almost $50,000.
Nice.
So he's got a good head start on college already, and I like that. And that's why it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. Go Gators! See ya.